Welcome to this edition of the Money Pit's Top Products Podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
With a Money Pit Top Products Podcast, you know, Americans are obsessed with outdoor cooking, from summer barbecue to fall football tailgate parties. And that's something our next guest knows a little bit about. He is nothing less than a legend, a football Hall of Famer with a storied career in the sport that went on to have a very successful career in acting as well. And now he is really cooking.
That's right. Broadway Joe Namath is joining us, and he's here to talk about his latest venture, grilling and cooking appliances that he's helped bring to fruition with Eden Pure. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Leslie, Tom. You know, really cooking, yes, as a matter of fact, and this even goes back a good ways. One time, and this is really off our subject to a degree here and what I am here with the product about. But years ago, I saw Johnny Carson doing a TV show, and on the TV show with him was a lady that was 104 years old, and she was sitting there smiling, and Johnny looked at her. He said, "My, look at you. Bless your longevity." She said, "What do you attribute this to, your life?" She said, "Oh, Johnny, you are what you eat." And that stayed with me to this day. Yes, I do my cooking at home, you know, and I pay attention to what I put in myself. And whenever it comes to our cooker, and I say our cooker because being a sportsman, it's a team effort.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I appreciate what the team does with the team that I work with,
right,
with our cooker.
Now, how's the sales going? You launched it here at the National Hardware Show in 2013. It's been a full year on the market. How's the rapid cooker doing?
Tom, that's a stat I don't keep up with. You know what? I ask the guys, you know, I say, how we doing? We all right? Yep, up. Yes. And they're pleased.
Yeah.
I get that feedback. They're pleased. Mm-hmm. There's so many areas to this, to putting it together, to mm-hmm. work, who we see, the different groups of people that are involved. We do make it in Ohio, manufacture it there. It's put together, American-made, and we're proud of that. But it's like having an offensive guard, tackle, so they all have different jobs.
Yeah.
We have a group of people that are responsible for a lot of things, and I know they're happy with the progress at this point.
Well, and I think it's interesting with the rapid cooker, it's a different sort of technology. I mean, it's almost similar to broiling. You're getting the top-down heat, and you're getting a higher temperature. What does that do as far as the healthfulness of the process of cooking?
Ah, now the healthfulness is another thing. That depends on the person that is doctoring things up,
right,
so to speak. But basically, when we start out with the old football stuff and tailgating or the camping or the going fishing and all, we start out with a cooker that's portable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can handle it.
Right.
We can pack it up.
And
we
that's
can
critical.
Carry it with
right.
us. Yes. And it's also for the backyard or
right.
whatever. But my nephew, or cousin John, where my relatives, see, this is a family.
It's all in the family.
To some extent. That's right. He's a chef.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started talking about these tailgate parties and coming up with innovative product, the cooker came to mind, how we'd do this and how we can do something different with it. And whenever you cook meat itself, you know, what's the key?
Right.
To searing those juices in.
High temperatures.
Yes.
High temperatures. And don't mess
why,
with
when
it.
You, and when you go to a steak restaurant, you know, if you want a good meat, it's got to have, like, I like mine Pittsburgh, right? So it's always crisp on the outside and then cooked properly on the inside. And that's hard to get. So the fact that you guys have figured out within a portable grill how to deliver those high temperatures is quite a technological accomplishment.
Yes, it is, and I can't take credit for that, but there's some people with Suarez, that with the Suarez, the Eden Pure room heater, for example,
right,
devised a way to get that temperature up and the heat source at the top through a ceramic-type stone or brick
right. mm-hmm.
underneath it, which will and does eliminate the flare-ups of the flames.
Right.
Because the fat's
the
not
smoke.
Dripping down onto
right.
the heat source.
Right, yeah. And the other thing, and I do take care of my kitchen.
Yeah.
The other thing is the cleanup part mm-hmm. of it, too. Being able just to pull that drawer out and clean it pretty efficiently.
And let's talk
and
about that. So underneath the rapid cooker, basically it's designed for easy cleaning. You can essentially pull out the drawer, and any fat that didn't get burned up by the process is deposited right there. You pop that in the dishwasher.
And, Tom, that's right, Doug Pobin. If you're out camping, now it's another thing. Take a rag, paper towels, whatever to wipe off you want, and then be able to wash it off with whatever you have there. But the other thing that's unique is this is not just about the meat and the intense heat in the top, because we have three different levels of that same drawer that we can pull out. We have a low and a medium and a high, and you can put what temperatures you want. They're cooking to what temperatures you want your foods, various foods to be cooked at.
So now when the Namath family is tailgating or camping, what is the number one cooking choice item that's going on the rapid cooker?
Well, you got to understand, I love meat, but I don't eat a lot of it.
Okay.
We do have a line of steaks that we put out, though, because this is America. My family loves meat, and, you know, I'm one individual, you see. Moderation is a key to me. I love fish. I love a variety of fish, and I love vegetables. So I do a lot of fish and a lot of vegetables. But the meat product that we have, too, the prime choice, this meat is prime. It's beautiful. Whether it's the chopped burger style meat, chopped sirloin, or whether it's a New York strip, the Namath meat is outstanding.
You've got to do the Namath surf and turf, because then you'll get your exact desire.
You're right.
She's on it.
yes. But I'm one of those guys that when I'm home, and if I'm not cooking, which I don't cook every night, I'm a salad guy, too, with my salmon or with my tuna or with my sardine, that I make one heck of a salad without using that salt shaker.
Yeah.
See,
keeping the heart healthy.
Well, back in 77, the gentleman that owned the Los Angeles Rams, I went out there and we're having lunch, and Mr. Rosenblum had just come from the hospital. He had an event, and he had high blood pressure.
Right.
As I reached for the salt shaker, he said, "Joseph, put that down."
And that was it.
And you never forgot
it. You know what?
There, right?
I did put it. I was a kid that used to carry a salt shaker with me in my back pocket when we went up the street to pick
that was
apples
a big change.
Or pears.
Yeah.
Huge change.
Wow.
Watermelon, whatever, radishes, everything.
Huh.
Prove to me that your taste buds adjust.
Yeah.
They do adjust. Nah, I love salt. I still love salt, but I just don't use it myself.
Right.
You know, when I'm traveling and I get a yen, I get a crave for some salt. Like we get craves for sugar.
Sure.
You know, but moderation is the key again. I will buy some kind of a baked chips or whatever where there's some salt.
Yeah.
I indulge. I don't use the shaker myself at home.
What else are you working on now?
Oh, man.
You always got a lot going on.
I wasn't thinking in those directions.
Yeah.
You know, what stays new with me or my daughters, you girls, you know.
We're trouble.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't use that word. But I did find
more
out.
More problematic, let's say.
You know, when I did start a family all of a sudden 29 years ago, one daughter's 28, the other's 23, and we have two. We've been blessed with two healthy granddaughters.
Mm-hmm.
One's 3.5 today.
Girls.
All right.
This is May the 6th, right?
Yep.
Yeah, 3.5 today. And Natalia will be 7 on the 21st of May. Challenging.
Yep.
Learning to respect
girls
life.
Are set in their ways, and they know what they like, and they like things that are sparkly. And you can get lots of fancy dresses for them here
in
Vegas.
My daughter is 17. She's going to not one, not two, but three proms. So, of course, we need to buy
three separate dresses.
Yes. Of course.
And what Leslie just said, though, girls are set in their ways.
Yeah.
Yes, but change is a constant in life.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
No, but I said a girl is set in her ways. Her way may change every 5 minutes.
Yes. Okay.
But it's up to her.
That's what she is saying is the way at that moment.
Yeah.
And Sarah, by the way, can borrow any dresses from the Segretti closet if you'd like to bring her on a shopping trip.
Let her go shopping, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Man. Glasses. What about, I'm thinking eyewear. What about eyewear, too?
Yep.
You know, whether it's necessary for the reading,
it's a fashion statement.
Or the fashion
So we're going to have
statement.
The Namath Rapid Cooker and the Namath Sparkly Dresses Eyewear line.
Oh,
that's next.
Well, maybe,
that's next.
Maybe into the footwear or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I like to bounce around. I've got a variety of...
Well, you asked, Tom.
I did. So where can folks pick up the Namath Cooker?
Oh, man, PC Richards, Boscov's, Orgel, you know, we're moving
around. So you got
around.
Terrific distribution now.
We're getting there, yes. And again, as I mentioned, Tom, the guys, they have that part of the business.
Right.
And I have met, I've traveled around the country, which I enjoy, but no place do I enjoy more than being at home. But I do enjoy people. I do accept the responsibility I have as being a spokesperson. I want to keep growing.
Yeah.
I want to keep making progress. Mm-hmm. I want to feel like I'm useful to some extent. You know, I think we all want to do that. So I have narrowed things down to when somebody says, Joe, how you doing? Knowing that life throws a lot of curveballs at us, I say, you know, I'm ducking and dodging and trying to make progress. I am trying to make progress. Yeah. What have I got going on? Some other things as well. You know, we do keep involved with our football camp. We do keep involved with some charitable work and stuff.
But we saw you on the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah,
the coin toss.
That was a trip.
Looking good in that fur coat.
Oh, man, yeah. I wasn't originally planning to stay for the game, per se, but when the NFL honored Phil and myself because of our association with the Jets and the Giants in the area, I said, man, it's going to be cold. And so I had a little idea there.
Yeah, and, that was a good idea.
It was.
Yeah.
It worked. It was fun.
The jacket got a lot of press of its
own. Sure did.
It was fun. Yeah, that's right.
Well, Joe Namath, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today. And I want to tell our audience what kind of a guy this is. You know celebrities and you know how they come across on the microphone. Last year at this stage, I asked Joe to do me a personal favor and give a shout out to my dad when he was ill in the hospital. And Joe was so happy to do that. And he put a smile on his face. And I tell you what, we lost him this year, but I know he's smiling down on us right now.
Hey,
so that's the kind of guy that Joe Namath is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, my folks, I know, I don't believe they're gone.
Yeah.
I believe they're out there. I believe they're looking at us, yours and mine, our people, brothers, sisters. Yeah, I believe in that energy, and I'm going to go with what I believe.
All right. All right, folks. Joe Namath, thanks so much for being a part of the MoneyBit Top Products Podcast.
Thank you, Leslie, Tom.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.